Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at the day's passage in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 27, Psalms 70 through 71, Isaiah 17 and 18, and 1 Peter 5. The longer, you know, I've been doing it, the more I'm convinced that parenting is the most important role that I have, and it also seems to be often the most challenging. Go figure, right? One of the central things in parenting is helping to teach your child know how to live a life of joy. Now, not everyone has the same definition of what joy is, and not everyone has the same beliefs about what results in it. For me, joy is really put in contrast oftentimes with happiness. Happiness is a temporary and fleeting emotion that is not always attached to things that are righteous or blessed by God. Many can be happy while in the midst of committing some of the darkest sins. But I see joy standing on the other end of the spectrum and completely under the blessed covering of God's presence. Suffering can result in joy. Faithful obedience can result in joy. Making difficult but righteous decisions in specific situations results in joy. But most of those examples would not be described as happiness for many people. A very important element of teaching your children about life that leads to joy is the rewards and consequences for decisions. Some steps taken have had many consequences in opposition to joy, while others will have joy as the true reward, like I've previously mentioned. Knowing that life will probably provide natural rewards and consequences, parents are wise to willingly provide maybe some lower level rewards and consequences to train up the child in the way that they should go. As God's children, our Heavenly Father walks us through a life of rewards and consequences on our way toward the ultimate reward and the ultimate consequence. No matter if we live habits of sin or patterns of blessing, God always has a response. In Isaiah 17 and in 1 Peter 5, today we see God wanting to walk us through a discussion on consequences and rewards. In Isaiah 17, we see an idolatrous and God-forgetting nation of Israel receiving what is due. Though they live life filled with happiness for a season, their godlessness now must pay the piper. Godless happiness and revelry will not always last, y'all. The consequences will be humbling, ruin, destruction. Verses 1 and 3 show us examples. It says the city will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins. The fortress will disappear from Ephraim and the kingdom from Damascus. Right? And then it does say that there will be a remnant of Syria that will be like the glory of the children of Israel. In contrast, Peter's discussion on the suffering of God's people for righteousness' sake now begins to step into the reward for that suffering. Essentially, he says that suffering will not last always, and his reward, God's reward for the faithful, is exaltation, restoration, confirmation, strengthening, and establishment. Let's look at that in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 10. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." The wise and faithful will live life in such a way that it does not only respect the short-term outcome of our actions, but the long-term response that God will and must bring in his own time, because he is a just God. In due season, we will reap a harvest of blessing, but also in due season, all sin must be accounted for. Either it is covered on the cross as we live life in Christ, embracing the call to suffering as Jesus did, or we take that tab with us into eternity, where the real suffering begins. Either way, in God's time, justice will be served. Let us pray that we would be the remnant spared, and those enjoying our just desserts in due time, instead of enjoying another dish simply served cold. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet again another reminder that all that we do in life will have a response, will have a reward or a consequence, Lord God. We do thank you for the assurances of the rewards for those who live life for righteousness' sake, those who lean into suffering and embracing our cross as we follow after Jesus, the one who sacrificed all on our behalf. Lord God, we thank you that through your Spirit, we can live lives that flee from sin, flee from hypocrisy, flee from greed and all the things that would take us away from our calling in you, Lord God. Thank you that you call us to humility. And as we humble ourselves, that you yourself promise to exalt. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, head on over to 5BytheFire.org and leave a comment, subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.